This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie will be along momentarily. Jay Kirshner is here following all the happenings on social media. And I guess, ladies, it's not the most, it's not the happiest story of the day, but certainly it's probably the biggest story of the day. Minnesota re-erupting in violence for a second night in a row. Many stores looted in neighborhoods that serve minority communities. It's just sad to see the destruction that is not going to be helpful to anybody in and around the city, all resulting from what's been a brewing angry situation since the death of George Floyd in police custody last May. And Victoria, there was an officer who was engaging in what should have been probably a routine traffic stop. Mm-hmm. And suspect at the time, Dante Wright, he is the victim, he's been identified, gets out of the car, seems to be cooperating for a minute. I don't know what changed, and unfortunately this is the fatal...
But she says she reached for her gun, or she was reaching for the taser.
We're not quite there yet.
Yeah, let her finish the story. Yeah.
So the suspect gets out of the car. He is complying with officers, and then he starts to look like he's going to run. He tries to make a run for it. He tries to get into his car. The officer says, taser, 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 trying to clear other officers out of the way. She gets ready to deploy her taser and realizes that she has reached for her gun, and shot this guy. He gets in the car, finishes this chase, essentially shot until he gets into a traffic accident and then dies at the scene. And a lot has happened in the last 24 hours. The mayor, so Brooklyn Center is where this happened, and they have a city manager. The mayor is the mayor of Minneapolis. The mayor came out and said that the police officer should be fired. The city manager came out and said, well, we have to give due process before we make that call. So late afternoon yesterday, the mayor just fired the city manager for saying that that he wanted due process for this police officer. This is a veteran, so this wasn't a newbie. That was the first thing that crossed my mind, is that mm-hmm. this might have been a new hire, but this is a woman who's been on the police force for 20 years. And,
after
the narrative...
20 years, the thing that really confuses me about this, I didn't know she was on the force for 20 years, which makes it even more confusing how she didn't even know the difference in the feel of a taser and her gun.
Well, okay, so the way that policing typically...
I'd be thinking about that too.
Well, the way that policing typically works is that you have your taser on one side, on your weaker side, and you have your gun on the other side of you, which is your dominant side.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's really important to hear what was going on through her mind. If you listen to the audio, she sounded rattled. I don't know. I mean, she sounded like emotionally. What I heard in the audio footage that was released, because the police department came out right away with body cam footage. There was no investigation, no time in between. They immediately showed body cam footage, so you can see how this all unfolded. And I think what stuck out to me is the people who say, well, women can't be in these jobs. This is the person, this is the video they would show. She sounded very rattled, very emotional, and I really think we need to hear her out to see what the heck was going through her mind, because this is a huge mistake, number
yes.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And was this a result of training? Was she not present? She sounded legitimately confused when her gun went off and she went, oh, I shot him. Because she thought she had the taser in her hand. So what was happening there? I think that's really
nervous.
What... Well, and that's nervous. And that's the thing. Why was she nervous? And well, it might, we always say training, but think about, I mean, just shift perspectives for a second. Think about what police officers in Minneapolis are going through right now. Police officers in Minneapolis are scared. Many of them have left the job. Many, like the good cops, probably out already because of the extreme pressure to defund the police, to fire the police department. Remember, the city council in Minneapolis voted to get rid of it in general. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure. I was talking to someone who knows what the next step should have been even before deploying the taser. And the next step should have been a takedown of this suspect. But according to my friend who works with law enforcement across the country, Minneapolis police are afraid to physically touch anybody, which is why she went for her taser, because they're afraid to be caught touching any suspect. So this is a,
we've come to a crescendo in trying to deal with the abuses. Some of them are overplayed, some of them are underplayed, some of them are covered up by the blue wall, some of them are exaggerated by the news media, but the problem is that we've created a hole for ourselves. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who may be a good police officer, who's not a good police officer. There is still a lot of sucko police. The people who are good, as you're suggesting, would leave, go find another job because they don't want to put up with the baloney. The people who can't find another
job right now.
Well, but then people who can't find another job stay. They become the dreck. And I'm not saying that's the case here, but I'm just talking about the whole picture nationally, which has been, where is the abuse more serious, on the part of the police who are not doing the job, or the people who are over, for whatever the reason, compensating for the negative information? And so that's the conundrum. We've got all of this stuff. There's another police killing in Tennessee, a high school kid's shot in school. He's got a gun, and they go in and they shoot him. Because he's shooting at other people.
Well,
I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
You can't question that one. I mean, he's over.
I'm not questioning. I'm just saying there's another one.
I think there's also a huge component of us jumping to conclusions. Look, I get it. I was emotional after the George Floyd video, too. I don't know how anybody couldn't be touched and horrified by watching the George Floyd video. But we've gotten into this thing where we do emotional responses before we think things through. And so what was the first reaction from the media and even from the governor in the state of Minnesota? This is another example of a police officer killing a black person. I don't think this had anything to do with his skin color. If you listen to this woman, she was clearly confused. She was clearly emotional. But yet the media initially, before they even knew what happened here, they create the narrative that white cops are out hunting black people. And that is so damning and horrifying that, of course, you're going to have black people. Think about what you're creating with that narrative. You're creating black people more on edge than they ever were, and you're creating cops who are afraid to police. So what good is that doing for anybody? It's not helping anybody.
And it's interesting because this all happens on the heels of the Derek Chauvin trial.
Right, and get ready for a disaster there because the trial's wrapping on Friday, probably. Jury deliberation. The city's already burning.
George Floyd's brother was on the stand yesterday. There was a cardiologist who weighed in on the cause of death. The judge denied the defense's request to sequester the jury, which is pretty damnable, pretty outrageous.
But isn't it too late at this point?
Well, how
they
do you
should
know?
Have been sequestered. They should have been.
I agree.
Along.
I think they
What's
should have
the
been sequestered.
What's the story
all
with this
along,
judge? That's a side story.
Say what you
here.
Will about Derek Chauvin. I don't care two ways about him, to be honest. But if you think about the justice system and who has not been touched by this story, everybody on the planet, outside, inside the country, has been touched by it. And for the continuation of the narrative that's going on in the hometown that they live, the pressure on the jury is immense. How can you, I mean, if you do have a reasonable doubt, do you have the backbone to say it? Or do you
what
feel like you're being held
reasonable
hostage?
Doubt? Was is it the doctor yesterday saying, quote, I can state with a high degree of medical certainty that George Floyd did not die from a primary heart attack event. He did not die from a drug overdose.
The problem is that these people that they brought in never treated George Floyd, never saw his body. This is a cardiologist from Chicago. So the defense comes in and says, and pokes holes in it and says, hey, how come there was no, if it was asphyxiation and if it was a choke, why didn't he have any swelling on his neck? Why weren't there any bruises on his neck? And they poke holes in it. That's the defense's job because this guy has never seen George Floyd. So to me, the most the most important testimony that the prosecution presented was the medical examiner and the emergency room doctor. Everybody else is coming in there with their opinion. And so it's like you're going to have an opinion either way, however you come, whether it's your science, your politics, whatever.
Facts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Politics. So what if Biden yesterday said, please, let's have peace and calm there. And then he says there's no justification for looting and violence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what? That what does that do? It doesn't calm anybody down.
Well, I'm glad he said something because it took him a long time as a candidate to say anything. Kamala Harris, however, I think was fueling the flames. She said, she's using that same narrative, another victim. If this is about race, then we should do an investigation.
Feel. But that is how black people feel.
But it doesn't matter because feelings are not facts.
Well, it does matter how they feel.
It matters how people feel, but we have to follow facts. That's what I'm getting at. We have to take the emotion out of it because we cannot live in a society that is based on emotion. It does not work. We have to have a system of facts. We have to have a system of law and a system of order. I feel a whole lot of ways. That doesn't mean that I can go hog wild about everything that my whims are. I mean, I can't. So,
speaking of whims, The Rock says he'll run for president if that's what the people want.
Well, he's saying that because his TV show, no one's watching it.
Yeah, because it's not
good. I like The Rock, but the show is terrible. It had a wonderful premise.
I watched a little bit. I couldn't understand how you get into that show.
I tried.
Speaking of shows, Jonathan Tucker, the star of Debris, is going to be all over the place today promoting the episode, the next group of episodes coming up. The show is about to be picked up again for another season, so he decided he was going to go out and be everywhere. So you'll probably see Tucker, if you watch the show Debris, you understand he and I are great friends. He's part of the family, and he's done a great job. This show is very interesting. I don't know if you watched the episode last night, trying to figure out what's going on with this little girl. Every show is a different twist and turn in trying to figure out, and you have to kind of stay with it. It will be a perfect show to binge if you want to watch it on Peacock, because you then can piece together some of the stuff that's not, admittedly, not easy to follow, but very intriguing. Anyway, so that's the story of that television show, Debris. This is a radio program called The DJV Show, 18 after the hour. Last time you thought about your nose, hopefully, was this morning or last night, when you use the first line of defense, the Navage machine, to get rid of the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, the viruses that have gone up into your nose through the day. So if you've seen your doctor and you're not feeling well, and he says, well, take care of your nose, because that's the first line of defense for your lungs. You don't want your lungs to have compromise. This is an all-natural, the device is it's battery powered, use it, stick it up your nose. Victoria's done a great job of describing this when she's used it. But there's a salt, it's sort of a saline solution, right? And that one goes up and cleans out.
Yeah, and it's in a prepackaged pod, which makes it so much easier. So you don't have to like mix anything. It's not messy. Everything is just, it's really easy to use and it does all the work for you. I can't believe someone hasn't invented it until now, because it is that remarkable. The results are instant.
Navage uses technology that doctors have been using in hospitals for a long time. It just hasn't been available to the public. But now, thanks to the folks at Navage, you can get it, you can use it, guaranteed to work or your money back. 45 days you have to check it out. So check it out. Start by going to the website, Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and you can also order it there. Again, it's Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XP silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XP silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Giving oxygen to theories and supporting some of the things that are trending. That's what Jay Kirshner is all about. That's only one of the many things she's here to help us with on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug. The rumor about Usher throwing money at a strip club. Well, did he or didn't he? Jay will tell us after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
They're in a devastating situation. They need food.
It just breaks your heart. We want to do more.
Join us in the fight against hunger on Wednesday, April 14th, as all of the independent radio owners and operators and Feeding America team up to provide food to those most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
In this crisis, the demand is great.
All right, 24 after. Okay, Jay. Okay, Jay. How's that sound? That is an interesting ring to it.
Hey,
okay,
hey.
Jay. Hey, hey, okay, Jay. So,
what
Usher, explain.
Sorry, I'm done.
For the notes, okay. No, you're not. What is this? Usher, first of all, tell us who Usher is for those who are unwashed and don't know who Usher is.
He's a recording artist. He's also had some movie credits. Shout out to the 90s, She's All That film. So he and some of his crew were hanging out at a strip club, and then before you know it, he's all over social media because a stripper named Giselle Marie wrote that, you know, it's a shame and it was disrespectful. He was throwing counterfeit money around and includes
photos. How did they know it was counterfeit?
Because Usher's face was on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it looked like real dollar bills and fives and 20s and hundreds, but it had Usher's face on the front of it. And then, of course, the internet blows up with all different kinds of memes. Well, somebody from Usher's camp came back and was like, no, we were at the Sapphire Vegas. A rep tells everybody or tells TMZ that the club promoters were in on the gag that it was fake money, and they actually spent a whole bunch of real money, and it was somebody in his crew, not even Usher himself, somebody in his crew that left the money behind. Yeah, left the money behind as part of a joke slash also to promote his new Vegas residency. But they made it a point to say, no, they dropped, like, real money, like thousands and thousands of dollars in drug bottle service and all that good stuff.
Okay, isn't that exciting? All right, here's some romance for you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The couple that has gotten a lot of attention, Gayle King on CBS shared the story of this fellow who proposed with five different rings. Okay, do you want this one? Would you like that one? How about this one over here?
I think this is a very smart guy, right? And if you don't know exactly what your girl wants, then just give her five options. It's like every girl swooned in Sweet Home Alabama when, you know, Dr. McDreamy turns to Reese Witherspoon and at Tiffany's and says, pick one. That's really good. I like this guy.
There are a lot of women, I have even heard people say, if it's not the correct ring, I'm not saying yes, which is that's not what marriage is about, so good luck to you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So what was your getting your ring, Jay, like? When you did you get a ring from your husband-to-be?
I did, which I had actually told him not to. I didn't care about an engagement ring. I just wanted the wedding ring.
Good for
you. That was the only one I would wear, and little unbeknownst to me, he had already bought it.
He was probably bummed.
I know. And he told me about that after. He was like, yeah, I'd kind of already bought your ring.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, Victoria, what about you and Lewis? What happened? Did he bring you to a store and say, pick it out? Or he did he know what you wanted?
I'm like Jay. I didn't have an engagement ring, so no, just a wedding band.
Yep. All right, congratulations to both husbands then for being smart. Well, maybe Jay's husband could have been a little smarter, but congratulations.
Oh no!
Yeah, I have the engagement ring, but he always makes comments. He's like, "Why don't you ever wear it?" I'm like, "I told you before we were married."
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
A bright tomorrow starts with getting enough food to eat today. Join the fight against hunger on Wednesday, April 14th, as all of the independent radio owners and operators and Feeding America team up to provide food to those who need it most in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic.
They're doing their best, and we're so thankful for that.
I am so thankful.
This would really help me out a lot.
Going to somebody that needs it.
We can't meet the challenge of this moment without additional help.
Join us, and let's fight hunger together.
I'm grateful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second night of looting broke out in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Monday night following Sunday's shooting of an unarmed black man as he resisted arrest from an outstanding warrant. The looting followed the protest outside the city's police station. The governor put a curfew in place that was mainly ignored. China has warned the United States not to play with fire on the Taiwan issue after the Department of State updated its guidelines, easing restrictions on meeting between U.S. officials and their counterparts from Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry urged the United States to immediately stop any form of U.S.-Taiwan official contacts. Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to a new report. The half-dozen patients who were between the ages of 18 and 48 developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within the first 2 weeks of vaccination. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, co-owner of the XFL and the CFL, have engaged in a discussion how to best collaborate, innovate, and grow the game of football. The talks include a championship game between the XFL and CFL champ, CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi.
Thinking about the game of football and obviously looking for, you know, for opportunities for, you know, to accelerate our success and, you know, grow our game. And it just so happened we ended up in this discussion with the new ownership group at the XFL and immediately found, some real alignment, what they want to do and the skills and the background of the group. Danny Garcia and Dwayne Johnson have been long-term business partners and Dwayne Johnson's success is, literally unparalleled. And it led us to, where we are today, which was, look, we just wanted to be transparent. We've got great fans and we have a great group of players and we thought, before we get too far along, we'll just let the world know that we're talking. We don't know what the outcome of all of this will be, but we are excited to be in this conversation.
There could also be an all-star game pitting players from both leagues. The long-term objective, the merger of the two pro football leagues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Sort of a reminder about tomorrow, Victoria, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The Radio Cares Radio-a-thon. Is that how you pronounce it? The best way to pronounce it. Radio-thon. Radio-a-thon. No, Radio-thon.
Mm-hmm.
You like that better? Yeah?
Is that what we're calling it? Because I feel like that's going to be... maybe come up with a different way to address it,
because
I'm looking in my crystal ball and I'm hearing you stumble on that all day tomorrow.
What, Radiothon? No,
yeah.
I'm just going to talk about Feeding America.
Yes.
All day tomorrow on the program, and you'll hear this on lots of stations around the country because there's a national effort. We participated in this last year, and I think we raised about $40,000 on our own here, and the whole thing
was great.
Ended up between...
Wasn't it like $600,000 or something like that, right? All the radio stations that did it.
So explain what Feeding America does. You like this project.
I love Feeding America. I have given to them, I've been aware of them for a long time, but last year, especially when we saw those images of miles and miles of cars backed up online waiting to get to food banks because people just,
At this time of year last year.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so Feeding America is a network of food banks and across the country. And so it's a wonderful organization. The food, it's, you know, we talk about a lot of charities and a lot of them get caught up in high paying salaries and, you know, and red tape and things like that. Feeding America, you know, it's boots on the ground. It's when you donate, that money goes to Feeding America. It's really that simple. So it's a wonderful, I was so happy last year that we were participating, and I'm really happy that we're doing it again this year because so many people are still in need. You know, a lot of us have kind of moving to the next phase of opening up real, you know, normal life again. But for so many families, it's still a huge struggle to put food on the table.
Well, it's going to, I'm not a big predictor of the negative, but I think when some of the federal money runs out, there's going to be a lot of people who don't have places to stay. They can't, you know, it just is, we're on the cusp of something that we haven't experienced here for a long, long time. So supporting feeding hungry people in America is something very worthwhile. So you'll be asked to donate whatever you can, maybe $3 or $4. It doesn't make any difference because everything will help.
Yep.
And you can visit the radiocares.org website. You can text radio to 662266. You can do any number of things that show that you know, there'll be phone numbers to call. It's just something that we can wrap ourselves around. Because of all the people, many people listening to this program probably are having issues, and so it's time to help. That'll be tomorrow, National Radio Cares Day, Feeding America, here on this program and many others. I think this is the only national program that's involved, but there are a couple thousand local radio stations that are being asked to do this and are happy to do it. We were last year, and I will tell you this year it's much better organized. Last year it was kind of like, okay, spur of the moment, let's do it.
Yeah,
what
let's
we
help.
Do.
How do we help? And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how do we do it?
Yep.
This year, much better organized, and so hopefully the turnout in terms of support, even though we all need help in some way, shape, or form, there's always somebody that needs it more than you do. That's just kind of the way it is. So as this drags on and people are hungry everywhere, let's do what we can to help out. It's not going to, you know, whatever you can do. And we'll go through that during the course of the day tomorrow. Today is National Scrabble Day, April 13th, the day Scrabble inventor Alfred Mosher Butts was born. Who would have known the guy's name that came up with Scrabble is Butts? He created Scrabble as a variation on an earlier word game called Lexico. In 1948, James Bruneau bought the rights to the game, called it Scrabble, which means to scratch frantically. In 1952, Jack Straus, president of Macy's, placed a large order for the game after he played it on vacation. And in 1984, Scrabble aired as a daytime game show. Remember that on NBC? You probably don't, but I do.
No, I don't. I never knew. I was surprised that it had turned into a game
show.
It's
on the Game Show Network. Have you ever, you know, all the old game shows are on the Game Show Network, and that's one of the ones.
Was it just two people playing Scrabble, or was it a much more elaborate thing?
It was kind of elaborate. It was the audience, you know, all that stuff. It's
a
lot of audience participation things. I want to underscore something that we, as we talk about the problem, the pandemic, the post-pandemic. There are a lot of people that are planning summer trips. A lot of people, my daughter, and was talking to me last night about my niece, whose daughter, so she would be my great-niece, I guess, right? Is that what
the
it
daughter,
is?
The daughter, yes, great-niece.
My favorite niece is Amanda. Well, that's not really true, because I love the two girls at Nancy. I'm very fond of my, and all of the, there are four nieces, and I'm fond of three of them. How's that?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Anyway, so they're going to have the wedding here on the farm. And so you were talking about having people together and what's going to happen because it's August. I'm having one wedding here at the house in August, another one in September. And so, you know, it's kind of, okay, we're going to have a big party. Are we going to have to worry about wearing masks and that sort of thing? How many people can we have? Yada, yada. Well, the people at Airbnb are basically doing the wrestling with the same thing, Victoria.
Yeah.
It seems they're calling this the summer of responsible travel. So what's their plan?
Well, the plan really right now, this newest set of rules that they've issued, revolve around the 4th of July. And the reason that it's the 4th of July is because a lot of people feel like that is going to be the sort of the real turning point. President Biden has said this as well, that he anticipates, I mean, it's not a guarantee, we don't know what's going to happen with surges, but he anticipates that 4th of July is going to be families together, friends, yeah. Lots of people vaccinated, everyone grilling, no one wearing a mask, like kind of normal. And so Airbnb has already seen a huge spike of requests to book places for the 4th of July. So what they're doing is they're eliminating a one-night stay. So basically you have got to be really serious about your booking and you have to stay multiple nights. They're limiting any rental to no more than 16 people. You have to be approved by the person you're going to rent from, the Airbnb host. They're trying to do the best they can, I guess, to crack down on the potential for parties, because we saw in the beginning of COVID, you know, people weren't really taking it seriously and people were like holed up in these big party mm-hmm. houses, and mm-hmm. then spring break happened and it was a mess. So they're just trying to get ahead of it, I think, at this point.
Yeah. All right. Well, it makes good sense. Maybe it's a good model for others to consider as well, although everybody's trying to do the best they can to make up some of the money that they've lost over the past year. And that.
Well, Airbnb owners have actually done pretty well. When you look across the board, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, I said, this is the end of Airbnb. People were selling off their properties. The business Airbnb basically issued a statement saying, you know, we really don't know if we're going to survive this. And then something turned last, you know, June, and around May or June, when the cases started to die down and people felt comfortable renting their own space and traveling by car, and then Airbnb now is back bigger than ever. So there have been a lot of silver linings that came from quarantine and from the
good
pandemic.
Things. Yeah, people get to know each other better. Some people love themselves, love others and their family more, and some less.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of loving less. But you're chuckling, Jay. Why did you?
I was just going to say, and a lot of people have also been saying they'd rather stay in a solo place rather than hotels. To
right.
Yeah. Being around other people too. So I mean, Airbnb is really.
I've never taken or gotten to Airbnb. I do like staying in bed and breakfasts. I like that a lot. I also like a nice fancy hotel when I'm traveling. Frankly, I do. I like staying in a big.
So you don't like an Airbnb
room.
Because you
no.
have to make your own stuff.
I don't know.
I hear that. There's nothing better than room service.
Oh, I love room service.
Yeah. Put on that big comfy robe and get that room service.
Right.
You can't have that
like
in Airbnb.
It's different. I just want to be for a night or two. You know me, I just take it overnight usually. And I just want to have a nice, if I'm not staying with friends, like when I go to Salt Lake, I stay with Jack and Mary. When I went to Denver, I stayed with my pal John Kelly and his wife Chris. So I spend time with friends, but if I'm going someplace, like when I went to Florida for that night, I wanted to stay in a place by the beach. And it was, so that's all right. Enough of that. Russia and the warships that are near the Crimea, the Russians have made a point of saying, I don't know how they do this. Does somebody in Moscow pick up the phone and call somebody in Washington and tell them to get the ships the hell out of there? What do they?
They do it the cowardly way through a news, you know, like a press release or a press conference. It's the same way that China does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing.
Russia says the United States is testing our strength. The Crimea, remember, the Crimean Sea was the source of that outrage. What was it, 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, when the Russians just decided to usurp it because all the Russian bigwigs liked to vacation on the Crimean Sea. Apparently
the beaches, right? They called it the Crimean annex or something,
right? They said, okay, we're going to go take it over. Well, who the hell are you to do that? But they got away with it because nobody really stood up to them. And so this now it's ours. So it's kind of like Hong Kong or Taiwan. You know, the Chinese says, it's ours.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing that the deputy foreign minister Sergei Rybakov, he told Russian news agencies, quote, this is a quote from him: "The United States is our adversary and does everything it can to undermine Russia's position on the world stage."
Yeah.
So those are fighting words, and so for them to say it's a lot of posturing, but for them to come out and say we need to stay away from Crimea for our own good, You got another thing coming, Bad Vlad, because Joe Biden has no love for Putin or for Russia. So, yeah. I mean, that's. I know everyone's Bad always going to be so soft on China.
Putin.
He's not soft on Russia.
No, he isn't. And, well, but that's a, he's one of these guys. He's been able to make a career, a life, out of pushing people around. Because he managed to create an aura around him. He's like all the other little men in history, whether it's Al Capone, Napoleon, who
I don't think Mussolini was dunking baskets either, right?
I think he was a little guy. Hitler, they all had shortened you-know-whats. The woo-woo was kind of lacking, so they had to be a man in another way. So, at any rate. Okay, the let me just spend a minute on Prince Harry. Apparently yesterday, is this a commercial flight he got on from L.A. to London?
Probably.
I can't imagine. Huh? Do you think
they have flown commercial, yeah. Well, he doesn't have, you know, private jet money yet.
No.
So, yeah, he doesn't have the royal backing. There, like he said in that interview with Oprah, he is living off of the inheritance that his mother left him. So,
I
know he's back in the U.K., and I think that he's having some meetings with his brother and maybe his father, but and his grandmother, I'm sure.
He adored his grandfather, and so with all of the discord that's going on in the family now, it's got to be, I'm thinking about what he was thinking as he got on the plane. And now that he's there, you know, what's going on? There are a lot of people are comparing this to when Prince, the king married Wallace Simpson. Remember that during abdicated the throne and married Wallace Simpson? And I wonder about the same sort of thing. Anyway, so apparently Gail King is a friend of Meghan's, had a private telephone call with her about what was going on, and some of the stuff has managed to leak onto the air one way or another. As there's no, you know, the Gail King and Oprah connection is obvious, and so I think it's just one more extension, more gossip, whether it's all true or not, I don't know. But I do think that I wouldn't want to be him. But I think the other side of it is you want to set it straight. Let's straighten this out.
Yeah.
So hopefully that is what happens. But a lot of people think about, when is the funeral? Tomorrow? Or Thursday? When is it?
It's on Saturday.
It's a whole week
Saturday?
Long of stuff coming up, right? They do a whole regalia. There's a lot of stuff happening.
So where does he stay when he's there? Does he stay in the Buckingham Palace? He's got that old house. He doesn't have
one of the many homes, maybe Windsor.
Yeah.
Or where was it that they were living?
Frogmore Cottage is where they were staying. And that's what, you know, everyone said, oh, they spent the taxpayer money renovating it or whatever. They paid that back. But I'm assuming that he can still stay there. I think the Queen gave it to him.
Over the last 3-4 years, I've talked a lot about MyPillow, the pillows that come from this fabulous company that they figured out how to do all these things made in America. So now they got something new. I've recently been talking a lot about the technology and the MyPillow towels. Now they got new slippers. Ladies, you get your slippers yet?
I love them.
I'm excited.
My slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they were the highest in quality and comfort, designed for all-day wear, whether you're inside or out. I like wearing them right now while I'm on the air. It's neat to run around the house. My slippers are made with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that combines layers of MyPillow fill and impact gel, and then comfort memory foam that absorbs the impacts as you're running around or moving quickly. Relieves the pressure on your feet so that your feet actually will never feel the same again. If you've been wearing slippers like I have most of my life, at least around the house, you'll find that this is a new, unique feeling. Whether you prefer the moccasin, there's two different designs, a moccasin type, that's the one I have, or the slip-on style. My slippers available in a variety of colors. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special page, and order these pillows 40% off using the DJV code, MyPillow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry is here to bring us some movie news. There are a lot of promising stories, and we'll get to them right after this.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I always like to mimic this.
But I guess I
shot because there are too many. I can do that. All right, well, this is great. Crank this up, will you please?
What are we listening to?
That's the theme from the Star Trek TV program. What's the matter with you? You have no cultural reference to this?
I have zero connection to this. I have no idea what I'm listening to.
Wow. Talk about me being out of touch. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah,
you are playing the theme from Star Trek. Wait a minute. There's the big finish. Crank it up, Phil. Bumps when I listen to that. Okay. So that was the theme from the original TV show with Shatner.
Yes.
And then didn't they use that in the movies, too? I think they used it in the movies, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. But anyway, Paramount Pictures has announced they're going to do another Star Trek movie for release 2023. I would assume with the 99.9% certainty this will be a reboot with an all-new cast.
What's the matter with Chris Pine? Why?
I like him. But believe it or not, his Star Trek has got to be, what, like 15 years old?
Nah.
Now, I think they'll go in another direction.
Bruce Greenwood gets killed? Is that old? Come on.
That is
really?
Pull it up. I'm not in front of a computer. When the first Star Trek movie, Chris Pine, came out. The original show aired between 66 and 69. Only three seasons, but it went on to have a massive cult loyal following. 68 or 69 Star Trek the Motion Picture, which was not that well received. It was an 82 Wrath of Khan that really revived the franchise, and it's been going on and off ever since. Never as popular as Star Wars, but still has had its legacy and strong fan base.
2009 was the Star Trek.
2009.
Yeah.
12 years.
You're not wrong. Yep, that's right.
There you go. All right. So
terms of reboot casting, Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, that was a really good. They assembled this really good cast. I don't think you could cast much better for a reboot.
No.
We'll see how it goes.
They make a mistake not to go back to that group. The Promising Young Women being streamed to college students free. Remember the Carey Mulligan Oscar buzzy movie, Promising Young Women? Did you ever see that? You saw that.
I did.
Right?
I did. It's a really compelling movie. It is somewhat disturbing. I think
it's more
for a male audience than a female audience. It's a really good movie. She's really good in it, though. Deserves an Oscar nomination.
They're supposed to be sparking a conversation about sexual assault by releasing this or playing it on college campuses, right? Because it's a big problem.
Correct.
Yep.
On college campuses.
Correct.
So does this work, Victoria? Jay, do you think this film playing it? Chucker says it does.
I haven't seen the film yet, but I think the point of it is to start discussions among students and teachers and the schools
sexual
themselves.
Sexual violence on colleges.
Yeah, and to raise awareness and to, you know, and I think just starting a dialogue, because it's not something that's talked about enough, but like you said, 13% of college campuses have sexual assault victims, so it's a big problem. It's huge.
Five Oscar nominations, and this is something... Is this up for this year, right? Even though
it'll get nominated for Best Picture. She'll get nominated. She is nominated. She's nominated for Best Picture. She's a Best Actress nomination. From what I read, No Man's Land is the odds-on favorite to win. There's going to be no host at the Oscars. These are some of the presenters.
And
so
no
far.
Viewers
Brad
either.
Pitt.
Yeah.
No, well,
no,
I agree
no
with that.
Viewers.
Brad Pitt will be a presenter. Harrison Ford, Zendaya, Joaquin Phoenix, Laura Dern, Regina King, Reese Witherspoon. I'm interested in to see what they do with the telecast, but I agree, Doug. I think the viewership will be no doubt an all-time low.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what it deserves. All right, Chucker, you deserve our attention. Happy you're here on the DJV program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.